And we're joined this morning by Congressman Russ Fulcher from CD1. Congressman Fulcher, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on, Julie. I hope things are well for you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was actually Julie's birthday yesterday, so we had a bit of celebration.
Goodness. Well, I wish I'd have known. You didn't invite me or anything.
I'm sorry. Well, look, now we have a birthday hangover today, and you don't, so you're the lucky one.
Yeah.
All right.
If you had been here, you could have gotten a delicious donut, though.
Yeah, so. That's the kind of hangover we do here.
that's really what I need. You haven't seen my waistline lately.
Well, Congressman, speaking of waste, let's talk about Washington, D.C. for a moment.
Yeah, that's a nice segue.
Yeah, thank you. Let's just start with what's going on in the House. Of course, the SAVE Act that the House passed weeks and weeks ago is finally sort of being taken up by the Senate. But what's going on in the House? What can you tell us?
Well, that's a very major issue, and we've got to make some progress. Neil and Julie, for 4 years, we had basically an open immigration system. You got 15 to 20 million people somewhere in there. We're not sure how many exactly, but that are now within the country, and depending on the state that they migrated to or the district, then some have access to voting rolls already. And just the way that some states execute their voting, it just potentially opens up to many of these people. Now, a lot of us think that's why the Biden administration insisted we have an open border to begin with, was to recruit people in, to flood the country with people, to get them established or tied into entitlements, and then ultimately win their loyalty at the polls. Well, that's where the Save America Act has come in. And it basically does two things. Is you need to, for federal elections, you need to show that you're a citizen and you need to show ID at the polls. And so that has been passed the House. I think we've done it three times. It has not passed the Senate. They have a higher bar for passage. It needs to have 60, and there's not 60 votes in Senate. The Democrats generally are against it. And so this is a big issue. And if you just imagine for a moment, if you insert 15, 20 million people across the country, what does that do to your congressional seats? Right. And that can, and depending on where the population is on the next census, that can skew things a lot. And so this is very, very important constitutionally. Of course, should be a citizen to vote. We're just trying to enforce that.
All right. Well, along those lines, we've had some upset at DHS. It looks like Wayne Mark Mullen is having his hearing today.
Mark Wayne.
They should never smash two first names together like that. But let's talk about that 30-day mark where DHS has been partially shut down, this partial government shutdown. We've got people so frustrated at the airports. I know you've spoken out vocally about the need for Democrats to start working and getting this back open. Why don't you tell us your thoughts on this partial government shutdown?
Well, what the Democrats don't like is ICE. They don't like immigration control enforcement. And once again, we're back to this immigration issue, which is ultimately the purpose of the shutdown. But their target is trying to defund or so-called reform ICE. But the impact is not really impacting ICE at all. I mean, ICE has been funded through the Big Beautiful Bill for the next 2 years. So instead, the collateral damage, if you will, is TSA. That's your security at your airports, and FEMA. That's your federal emergency assistance in the case of an emergency. And so that's really what's being impacted. And you know what? First of all, I have a problem with their problem, which is ICE is doing what we employed them to do. They're trying to find the worst of the worst of the non-citizens in the country, not just who have the illegal record of coming into the country unlawfully, but those who commit crimes once they're here, and we have plenty of them. They're charged with finding those people and getting them out. And frankly, that's what we want them to do. That's what I want them to do. And so I have a problem with the Democrats' primary issue on that in the first place. But then secondly, how they best go about doing it is use whatever leverage they have, and they've stopped that portion of the funding that's just creating havoc in with TSA and FEMA. So, you know, the greater answer is, where does this go? It appears that the Democrats are more than content to leave things in disarray. And I don't know exactly how this is going to work out, but we are at an impasse. We're not going to pull the enforcement capability away from ICE, which is what they want in order to turn things back on. So we're not going to do that. And so either pressure will have to come down on some Democrats to change their position, or we roll it into what's called the reconciliation methodology, which, long story short, takes that voter bar, that lever down to from 60 to 51 in the Senate. So one way or the other, we'll get it fixed, but it's sure unpleasant in the process.
Can it be fully funded in the way you want if it does go through reconciliation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all reconciliation is a process, but it's a tedious one. It's something that doesn't happen very often. You have to have the majority in House, Senate, and in the White House in order to lever that process. But it's not a simple one, and you know, it's just a shame that on something like this, we can't get some degree of agreement. But that's the nature of the beast in D.C. right now.
We're talking with Congressman Russ Fulcher. Congressman, let's talk about the big, beautiful bill for just a moment. It is tax season. A lot of these tax credits are going to start to kick in, and a lot of people believe that's going to help the economy. And downstream from that, it'll be a political boost to the Republicans and to the president's prospects. Maybe give us a preview of what that looks like in the coming months.
Well, this is exciting. I appreciate you bringing it up because we don't talk about it very much. But starting this tax year, it was on the next tax return that people see, if you make somewhere between $15,000 and $80,000, you should see a tax reduction of about 15%. And that comes in a number of different ways. And all this is part of that, you know, big, beautiful bill, or otherwise known as the Working Families Tax Cuts Act. But there's a number of different fronts. First of all, your deduction was increased to the first $31,500 earned is not taxed. You've got the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Thanks to Idaho, by the way, that was an Idaho bill. That was my bill, the no tax on overtime. That came from an Idaho constituent, that idea. Reductions for small business on their tax deductions. Child tax credit. We want to have babies. Tell everybody, Neil, Julie, tell everybody we have babies. We need babies. Okay. Go make some more babies here.
Okay.
So child tax credits going up, Social Security. And so this is across the board on a whole host of things. And the idea was to put more money in people's pockets because people will spend it and invest it more effectively than the government will when we take it and redistribute it through programs here. So I'm kind of excited about it. I think this is going to be positive for everybody.
Awesome. All right, Congressman, you are hosting a telephone town hall. I believe it's tonight, 6 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific. Why don't you give us the details on that?
So it's become more and more difficult to just get in front of people for a whole host of reasons. First of all, the activity here in D.C. has truly increased. The Trump administration has, this is a good thing, but the pace and that we operate at is much, much higher. I'm spending more time here, and that's just one factor. But it's difficult to make the number of physical stops that I'm accustomed to or want to do back home. So we've increased the number of teletown halls that we do, and it's a great venue because we can get thousands of people at the same time. We'll take, you know, as many calls as we possibly can, and we'll schedule another one. But tonight we're going to do one of those, and I don't have the phone number in front of me, but we're going to do one of those tonight, and I'm going to just open things up, try to hit some of the major things right out of the chute. Probably the Save America Act, probably Iran, probably talk about what's going on over there, shutdown perhaps. Those are the primary things we'll open up with, and then just open it up to whoever wants to bring up issues, and we'll get a slug of them, and it'll be across the board on a whole host of things. But the idea is to just try to communicate and become accessible at a time and a place where it's not easy to be accessible any other way. But this is going to happen tonight. It's going to be 8 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Congressman Russ Fulcher joining us this morning. Always a pleasure, Congressman, to chat with you. We appreciate you making some time for us.
Neil, Julie, I always appreciate you. Thanks for doing what you do.
All right.